Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. They appreciate it. All right. September 9th, 2021. Good morning. How are you? It's a beautiful day here on the Delmarva. It is raining, which is, you know, to be expected. It's funny how we go into September, we come out of August, and it's blazing hot. We switch right into September, and we switch right into the fall. You know, it's like no more beach. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that. I mean, it's still warm and stuff, but it's, you know, right on schedule. Here comes the fall. So I'm enjoying it. I love the fall. Fall's great. I feel like I've complained too much about summer. And it's actually been, it's, you know, one of the cool things for me, at least, about being sober is I really don't have many problems. And if I do, hopefully I have the tools that allow me to identify it, figure it out, work it out, clean it up, move on. So I don't spend my time, you know, having a lot of problems. And unfortunately, the summer and the traffic and the people have just, I don't know, it's got like this, they just get under my skin. And for a guy that feels like he doesn't have a lot of problems, this one holds me hostage. And I, you know, I've been, I think about it and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and I just get annoyed, but I'm trying to keep a positive spin on it. And, you know, because it's really just being inconvenienced. I mean, I have a nice car, got great roads, live in a great town. I mean, comparable to like when I lived out in San Diego or if you go up to D.C. or Philly. I mean, anybody that you complain to about the traffic here probably has two stories about traffic that is worse. But for some reason, it's just our little thing and I don't know, but it gets under my skin and I have a lot of shame about it. I feel bad that it consumes me like it does sometimes. And so I apologize if I've complained about traffic. It is a thing. But we are into the fall and hopefully the traffic will lighten up. I did have a day in traffic yesterday. And this is where I kind of had this come to Jesus moment where I'm like, why? You know, why do you let it get you? Why do you let it bug you so much? And I think part of it is just the powerlessness in it, right? I mean, you really are powerless. There's no special moves. I mean, I think that's what creates the frustration is we will make every attempt and maneuver to avoid traffic. You know, we used to have back roads here. You know, 20 years ago, you could get around here through the back roads and avoid, you know, the traffic. But now the back roads are popular. There's back roads that, you know, help the back roads that help the back roads. So I think it was about 3 years ago, I just said, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to just ride in the traffic. So I think it's just a powerlessness that gets to me because literally I have, there's nothing I can do about it, right? You can either sit in it and be mad or you can sit in it and not be mad. And yesterday I had, just a day of driving, you know. School started. Picked up the kids, picked up the little kids, and had to go out to Georgetown to pick up the big kids. And just, you know, every weird traffic place I got stuck in. And I really tried to make a conscious effort to be better about it. And, I don't know, it's okay. Yeah. Could be worse, right? The big thing that you know, we've been talking about the 11th step, and this is all good stuff for the 11th step. I mean, these are all, you know, turn it over, say a prayer about it, recognize it, put a little sunshine on it, and you'll find a little relief, right? And, but, you know, one of the things that's been going on in my life for the last couple of days is, you know, so we do this podcast, the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, but we do, you know, I have a network. I own a network, a podcast network, and on the network we do a bunch of podcasts. And believe me, it's not a big network. It's really just a group of friends. I guess somebody has to be the leader, and I guess that's me. But, you know, we put out a bunch of podcasts, and, you know, it's been fine. We're a local, small-town podcast. You know, we're not a Joe Rogan. We're not a, you know, Tim Dillon. We're not a Breaking Points, Bear Grease. Well, all, you know, all these big national podcasts. You know, we're just little town podcasts, local folks doing local podcasts. And it's just been that. It's been a small, you know, each of the people that are podcasting, they have, you know, they're building, they're working hard at it, and they're, you know, building some listens. And you know, but for the most part, we're pretty much under the radar. And I got an email from, I don't know, somebody. I'm not going to say their name. But we do a podcast called Full Send with TNT, and I got an email telling me that I needed to change the name, and I needed, if we had any pictures that had the name on, I needed to change that as well. And if you don't, we're going to shut you down on iTunes. And I was like, what? What the, you know, this is like, you know, these are like big podcast problems. These are, this is, that sounds like corporate talk to me, and I'm far from being corporate. So, but I, you know, it's got my attention, you know, and so, you know, I had to do some research. Turns out that this it looks like it's just a group of guys, but they're big on YouTube, and you know, they have a pretty good social platform, so they got some power. And so I wrote back, you know, listen, we're a small podcast, you know, why us? We've had this podcast for 2 years. Why now? You know, cut us some slack. We're not, you know, it's, there's their name and then there's our name, which has their name in it, but it's not, the name is Full Send. You know, we had Full Send with TNT, and I guess they own FullSend.com, and they're like, you need to. So I wrote them back. I'm like, hey, pissed, right? Really annoyed. Not a lot of options in my reply at the time, because I was more just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So I'm like, well, you know, and like I said, you know, small podcast, what's the deal? Can we, you know, I don't know, can we work this out? Yada, yada, yada. I had a lot of things that I was hoping, a lot of opportunities for things to go my way, right? And so this was a couple days ago, so yesterday, 2 days ago, is when this all happened. So yesterday, I got an email from them. And the email was like, hello, we highly recommend you change the name immediately. We highly recommend you change the name on any pictures immediately. Have a great day. Best regards. Blah, 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 yada. I'm like, fuck. You know, where's the sympathy? Right? Where's the caring? You know, don't they see how hard we've worked at this? Don't they understand? You know, I'm a victim, right? And, or at least this is a great opportunity to be a victim. And I was a victim. And the reason I'm talking about it is because I've been a victim of this thing for the last day and a half. And yesterday, I got the email and, you know, it's running through my head. How can they tell me not to? How? What, do they own these words? I mean, you know, just this bullshit that I'm running through my head. And then I got the email, and I'm like, oh, you know what? How about, I got an idea. How about fuck you, motherfucking assholes? It's FullSend.com. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm just throwing it all out there. I'm going ballistic in my head. I have yet to type, say anything, call, email anything. But I'm going through all these, you know, these scenarios because I feel justified. I feel my position is correct and theirs is wrong. So anything that I do from this point on in response is justified, right? And It was very toxic. It was a toxic. It set a weird tone. It was like vanilla cake with chocolate frosting. My life was great, but I had this thin layer of garbage over it, and I couldn't get it off. And I couldn't, all the tools that I have in my life, I chose not to use any of them. There are times where I am in a bad spot, and I know exactly what to do, right? And I choose not to. It's like I just want to mix it up a bit, right? I don't want to know what I should do. I want to do what I want to do. And what I wanted to do was write this nasty email, you know, calling them names, telling them how screwed over they were, F them, their product sucks. Because, you know, I did some research. They're on Spotify. They're on some other things. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But it is what it is. So, you know, I had this whole response that I wanted to send back of just inappropriate words and thoughts. And you know, and I kind of, it's like a pig in shit, man. I was just rolling around in it and I was loving it, just covered. And after a while, I got tired of it. I got tired of being the pig in the shit. And I finally crawled out of the pit and came to my senses. Came back to reality. And the reality is that these guys own the name. They own the name. It'd be one thing if I, you know, and this podcast is with my friend Tiff and I. It's just for fun. It's supposed to be a coffee review. It's one of these, well, I've always wanted to do a podcast. I'll do a podcast with you. And we get together and we get once a week and we chat and just talk bullshit and laugh and do tarot cards and try to review coffee, which we've never yet done. But it's just really, you know, it's a voyeurism into to do friends having a conversation kind of podcast. And, you know, we have a lot of fun with it, but we didn't do any research. In fact, I remember, what do we want to call it? And Tiff's like, I don't know, Full Send or something, you know, Full Send with TNT, Tom and Tiff. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. So we just made the name and posted it. Didn't do any research. Didn't do our due diligence. And for that, we got called out. 1 year, 2 years, one day, didn't make a difference. Small East Coast town, small local podcast, doesn't make a difference. You know, this is big time. These are the big boys. And they're like, get your name off our shit or else. And I don't know what the or else is, but I know I can't afford any or else. I don't need any lawyers, any lawsuits, any class actions. I don't need any trouble. So I changed the name. And even after changing the name, I still, you know, stuck a toe back in the mud. I'm like, what can I do? You know, like, okay, I changed the name. Here you go. Here's a reply. You know, and no. You know, there's the phrase restraint from pen and tongue. That's exactly what I did. I didn't want to. I had justified resentments. I was in the right, according to me, which is a big mistake. I could have really let him have it. I flirted with letting him have it when I responded the first time. But the reality is, and I talked to my father-in-law about it, I talked to some different people, and, you know, the reality is, it's their name. And that's a big deal. Because these are the kind of things that I could totally wreck my world with, right? And I don't want to do that today. It has nothing to do with drinking. My life today is about serenity. And I chose today to take serenity over being an asshole. And I feel good.
See what we will find. Don't leave me alone at this time, for I'm afraid of what I will discover inside. Within the fragile substance of my soul, and I have filled this void with things unreal, and all the while my character it steals. But darkness is a harsh term, don't you think? Exactly how this grace thing works. It's not a long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive when the restart. Yeah. Darkness is a harsh term, don't you?
Yeah, I love that. You know, this is an opportunity. These are things that when I first got sober, and actually had been sober for a while, that didn't understand how I get myself into weird situations without really thinking about it ahead of time. Like I would, you know, in the past, I clearly would have written something inappropriate, cruel, mean, attacking, just... You know, and you know, it's all about, you know, I have a shirt that says we're building character, not characters. And what that says to me is that everything that I do correctly, if I'm living a good life, if I'm living my life rightly, staying on the beam, right, for the most part, I have good character. You know, if you're living that kind of life, people would say, oh yeah, that guy, he's a good character, right? He's got good character, good morals, good beliefs, restraint, refraining. But as soon as I step off the beam, step out of rightly, step out of that, hopefully a consistent good behavior, like writing inappropriate thing back, you know, justified resentment behavior, or behaviors from justified resentments, maybe that's a better way to put it. All of a sudden now I'm becoming a character. And the worst part about it is, you know, I can be on the beam for 3 years, have one moment, a justified behavior from justified resentments, and all of a sudden, I act like a character, and now that's all the people remember, right? And then you spend another 3 years digging a hole to get out of this last, you know, fuck up. So when the program, you know, for me at least, and this is some of the best stuff about it, is that it teaches me how to not be a character. And it teaches me how to have character. And I pride myself. Listen, I've had some dark times in my life. Some dark times. I'm lucky I came out for the most part unscathed. But I had a lot of character years in my life. And I had some character years sober, you know? What do they say? A character that quits drinking is just a character. I think it's different, but that makes sense too. If you're a character and drank too much, and then you decide to quit drinking and not work a program, more than likely you're just a character that doesn't drink, right? I think they use like asshole or a jerk or something, but, you know, but it makes sense to me. You know, I didn't come to AA, I didn't come to this program to work on any character. I didn't do that. I wasn't here for that. I came to AA or to a program to quit getting caught and eventually quit drinking. Because, you know, quit getting caught, because I used to always get caught at it, right? And to quit drinking, good reasons, but definitely different. And I think quitting because I got caught too much at it is just being really honest. You know, it doesn't mean that I should still be drinking. It means I shouldn't drink, and it's, I made the right decision. But to think that I came here because I wanted to quit drinking isn't really, for me, it wasn't an honest statement. Because that's not why. At the moment, when I made the decision to go over to the hospital, it wasn't because I drank too much. It was because I was a terrible fighter. Well, actually, I'm not a good fighter, but I got punched in the face. Never even was a fight. I got punched in the face. That was the basis of the decision I made that would lead me to finally getting to this place. But it wasn't because I was exhausted from drinking. Those feelings came the next day. You know, I never felt bad about my drinking during my drinking. I only felt bad about my drinking the next day, where I sat in shame and guilt. And, you know, it's one thing when you lie to your parents. It's another thing when you lie to your friends. But when you lie to yourself, it's bad. It doesn't feel good. And that's what I was doing. So the point, I guess, of all this stuff, you know, is that what I had to do is I had to get honest. First of all, and this was, you know, Matt used to always suggest this. If I'm going through something, share it. Talk to it. Talk to somebody about what's going on, right? You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she's like, you know, this is what's going on, and I'm afraid that this is what it's going to look like later on, and I'm mad about how it was. And I said, listen, you need, and, you know, the person asked for my opinion, and my opinion was you need to stay in the day. Right? Stay in the day, because we project and we reflect and we fill in the blank spots and we make it worse or better. And it just isn't like that. Right? And that's kind of what was going on with all this nonsense, is that I just needed to stay in the moment. I needed to talk to it, talk to the, about this problem with somebody else, say it out loud, and get some honest opinion, somebody that's not connected to it emotionally, financially, or whatever. They're just a shouting board, right? Just like this person called and asked me, and I shared with them, and they were like, you know, that's absolutely right. You know, that's, oh, to me, that is an always a great solution for a lot of the problems that I go through, that like my kids go through, my friend that called goes through. You know, I'm out of the day. I'm into the future. I'm into the past. I'm not in the day. And in the day, it's very safe. In the day, in the moment, I know exactly what's going on. There is no fiction. There's no, you know, me adding flavor to the story. It is exactly what it is, and I can handle that. Get out going too far out, and you create a whole nother situation, and it's a mess. And so, you know, as far as like this, you know, I was able to talk to a friend about it, and they're like, Tom, you are, you know, they gave me that, they tilted their head, and they're like, no, Tom, they own it. And they shared some stories with me, and I was like, yes. And I just needed, I went down the rabbit hole. And the things that I could have done about it, and I still, this is one of the mysteries for me when it comes to recovery and serenity, is why I don't choose to use the tools that I clearly know work in my life. Right? I choose to, you know, instead of like, oh my God, I'm right, close the email, dear Lord, I'm turning this over to you, my shoulders aren't big enough. You know, the obvious answer is, if they own this, let's change the name. You know, thank you, super apologetic about, you know, not doing our due diligence, that you even had to waste your time sending me an email. letting me know the mistake I'd made. You know, this is the response I should have had. You know, I should have prayed about it. I should have immediately talked to somebody about it. Instead, I waited all a day and a half and lived in it. It's like going to the Keys, you know, you know, living somewhere and spending a week in the Keys and partying and then acting like, you know, that's your life, and then going back to the real life, which is my serenity life. I was running amok for a day and a half in my head. And then, it all worked out, but there might have been a time in my life where I easily could have made a bad email, said something bad, or, whatever I could have done in that moment. And luckily, I didn't do that. So for me, I guess hopefully what I start doing is I start to try to clean this up a little sooner, because this is going to happen again, whether it's this or something else. Somebody's going to call me out on something, right? Whether it's a podcast name or a haircut, something. Somebody's going to, you know, pop my bubble, and it's how I respond. It's a big deal. All right, let's read a little something, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate you letting me share. That was it was a big deal, man. I don't think I'd have drank over it, but let's see here. What are we doing? What are we doing, people? Here we go. Daily Reflections, September 9th, 2021. They, the promises, are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 64. The promises talked about in this passage are slowly coming to life for me. What has given me hope is putting step 9 into action. The step has allowed me to see and set goals for myself in recovery. Our old habits and behaviors die hard. Work step 9 enables me to close the doors on the drunk I was and to open new adventures for myself as a sober alcoholic. Making direct amends is crucial for me. As I repair relationships and behavior of the past, I am better able to live a sober life. Although I have some years of sobriety, there are times when the old stuff from the past needs to be taken care of, and step 9 always works then when I work it. Yeah. You know, and that's back to that AA beam, you know, am I doing these things rightly? And I think that, you know, writing emails, replying to people, am I doing it rightly? I'm not sure I was. But anyway, thanks for letting me share. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Seems that all my bridges have been burnt. You say that's exactly how this grace thing works. It's not a long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive when the reason yeah. Darkness is a harsh term, don't you think? And yet it dominates the things I see. Well, darkness is a harsh term, don't you think? And yet it dominates the things I see. You've gone too far this time. You have neither reason nor right with which to take this soul rightfully mine.